last week, me and DJ Adrock were having a little disagreement on the show about a Poor Young Things video. So what happened was, the Poor Young Things put out a tweet. They were requesting people to come and be in their video. A whole ton of people went and were in the video. Then later, they released a video. So DJ Adrock thought that that was the video that they were releasing. But no. No way. That wasn't the one they were releasing. That was a different one that they released. So then we had this argument. We called up the Poor Young Things. We talked to Dave, the guitarist from Poor Young Things. He put the record straight that I was in the right. DJ Adrock had no idea what he was talking about. And then we also talked about their show that was on Thursday at Wilfrid Laurier. I ended up going to the show. They said Tim Chasen was going to be on at about 9. They were going to be on at about 10. So I went there, got one of their vinyls, got them all to sign it, hung out backstage, drank their beer. Oh, by the way, they showed me the brand new video. And I'm not going to say what song it's for because he didn't want to give it away. But I'll say this. It's going to be from one of the two songs I'm going to play coming up. So, anyways, I was able to see this video. And I'll give you a little glimpse into what the video is about, too. It's a full-on party in the back of their van. A touring rock show with Poor Young Things as the host. It was unbelievable. So, I was there. I caught Tim Chasen. I saw his performance. He didn't go on, though, until about 10:30, I would say. And then, I was parked illegally. Well, no, I was parked legally. But the parking was up at midnight. So, Poor Young Things didn't go on until 12:30. I caught the beginning of their set, and then I had to get out of there because I couldn't get the ticket. And I feel like, now, there's two instances. One is I had to sneak out of their concert, so right there I felt like I was getting old because it was too late for me. All the young university kids were like, "What? Where's he going, man? I just woke up." And they're all drinking, you know, and stuff like that. And meanwhile, I had ref my two games before that. And I had drank in a bunch of the Poor Young Things beer. I was done. Like, if I had drank in one more, I would have been past the legal limit to drive. So I had to get out of there. One. The next thing was, in playing basketball, normally I take the charge. I just stand there. I'm willing to sacrifice my body for the charge right there. This past week, I was too afraid to stand there. Big guy was coming down the middle, and I moved out of the way. So those two things, I don't know. But it had nothing to do with the Poor Young Things set, because I've seen them play many a times, and they are friggin' amazing. I was glad to get in there, talk with them, check out the video. They sound amazing. If you get a chance, check them out. If you're young and you can stay up late, check that out. I'm going to get into a couple tracks here. Now, I said I wasn't going to give it away, but the video, the new Poor Young Things video that I saw exclusively, that's coming out soon, is going to be one of these two songs coming up. First, I'm going to play The Low Road. Second, I'm going to play Let It Sleep, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Thank you.
there you have it. Some Poor Young Things with a couple tracks right there. Now, what you just heard was The Low Road and Let It Sleep. One of those two is what I'm telling you is the brand new video that they're going to release. And amazing show, even though, and I got to say, even though I only saw a little bit of the show, hanging out with those guys backstage, they're super nice guys. So if you don't know of them, make sure to check them out. Their entire EP is good. They have one EP out with six songs. All six songs are amazing. And they're coming out with a new album. So if you want to get into an amazing band right at the beginning, this is your chance right here with Poor Young Things.